A free bird leaps on the back of the wind and floats downstream till the current ends and dips his wing in the orange sun rays and dares to claim the sky. April is National Poetry Month, a month declared every year since 1996 to, quote, remind the public that poets have an integral role to play in our culture and that poetry matters. Well, with today's book, author, illustrator Julian Peters delights in presenting us a wealth of images with ways to see the 24 poems he's chosen from the 19th and 20th centuries, seeing them as comic images from anime to classic comic book fashions, softly washed watercolors, and stronger, more angular lines, and many more in between. Poems to See By is as fun to page through for the different types of artistic styles as it is for the illustrated interpretation of the poems it presents to us. Because just as a poem heard is a poem interpreted by the individual hearing it, so too a poem illustrated can, ought to, have any number of interpretations inspired by the words, by its rhyme, by its lilt. As the author tells us, for starters, both the poet and the comic artist are concerned with the notion of rhythm. The beats created by the stressed and unstressed syllables and line breaks, by the arrangement of comic panels and dialogue balloons. There's also the regular repetition of visual elements throughout a comic, which can be compared to the use of rhyme in poetry. Take, for example, a Peanuts cartoon beginning and ending with the same image of Snoopy lying atop his doghouse. Perhaps the most significant parallel, though, at least in relation to this book, is the way both poetry and comics make use of the expressive potential of juxtaposition. In poetry, it is very often in the bringing together of two more disparate images or concepts that the poetic spark is struck, as in, for example, T.S. Eliot's description of the evening spread out against the sky, like a patient smothered upon a table. In a comic, meaning is often meaning is often communicated by the contrast between successive panels, as well as the contrast between the words and the images. There are, as I noted, any number of poems illustrated in this book, around 24. But it's fair to ask, did Peters miss one of your favorite, one of your impactful poems from the past 200 years in this illustrated review? Well, probably. Is every illustration going to knock your socks off and get you reading and rereading the poem at hand? Unlikely. But oh my, the poems that do hit their mark do so very, very well. There are poems here of romance, of love yet to be, of love consummated, poems of love expressed in quiet and not always recognized ways, poems that tickle our funny bones, and poems that ought to scare the heck out of us. I refer to, in particular, Christina Rossetti's beautiful, romantic Somewhere or Other, Robert Hayden's Those Winter Sundays. And then, for the other side of life, Because I Could Not Stop for Death by Emily Dickinson, and Conscientious Objector by Edna St. Millay. Annabelle Lee by Edgar Allan Poe receives illustrated affection in this book, and well, that it will sit with you for quite a while. The creativity Peters offers of us in interpreting these verses can be somewhat straightforward, yet still moving. Carl Sandburg's lament, Buffalo Dusk, with its long past buffalo herds and buffalo hunters melting into a contemporary scene of urban traffic. Or Philip Johnson's paean to child's experience of school days past, pressing our heads between our knees, drills in the age of the bomb of the last century titled, There Have Come Soft Rains. illustrated in eerie blue-gray drawings. With yet others, the poetry and the illustrations surprised me and got me to see a beauty and hint of wonder the poetic words alone did not offer to my eyes and my mind. William Wordsworth's The World Is Much With Us takes on an urgent, new contemporary meaning for our world in 2021. And Percy Shelley's Ozymandias speaks of ruffian upheaval and hubris from days ancient and all too modern with Peter's illustrations. Of course, the unexpressed hope of the book is to encourage you and me to visit your favorite library, our favorite bookstore, in person or online, to discover many more by these diverse authors. Perhaps you will find an author you've long admired whose poetry here takes on new meaning, such that you want to explore them further. Langston Hughes, Emily Dickinson, Robert Frost. Perhaps you'll discover a poet you've not yet explored, because they write to us from what seemed to our minds and spirits a long ago time and place. W.H. Auden, Seamus Healey, Dylan Thomas. And perhaps you will be excited by reading and viewing these poems and go out and find your own way to discover more of their work. Perhaps you will even take up a pen and scribble your own illustrated poetry. Yes, there could be more women to explore here. We do meet up with Emily Dickinson and with Maya Angelou, whose poem, I Know Where the Caged Bird Sings, opened our review. And yes, you may well know many of these poems and poets illustrated here. But if I've sparked just a small poetic wonder that can be kindled, if I have described your disdain or even your distrust of understanding the poetic world and described your view towards verse, then I still encourage you to give poems to see by a try. These illustrations will, dare I say it, open up new interpretations for you, open new avenues to see fresh meaning and wonder lurking in, behind, around, weaving through these cartooned poems. While a few other reviewers have dissed this book for instilling illustrations of poems in their minds, which I'll say is the point of the book, I'm all in with this reviewer's comment, quote, I was captivated from the very first poem. Excited to see what amazing things Peter would continue to do with the poems he had chosen. By using illustrations to help readers visualize the poems, readers gain new perspectives to consider. My favorite thing about this book is that each unique poem also gets a unique illustration. Peter uses all different art styles throughout the book, and the variety only made me more excited to see what would come next. As Peters tells us, the truth is, I did it all for love of beauty. A beautiful poem is pretty much the most beautiful creation I can imagine. And the thing with beauty is that we as human beings are rarely content to simply enjoy it for what it is. If a beautiful stranger catches our eye, we wish we had the courage to go up and say hello. If we come upon a beautiful view, our immediate instinct is to take a picture of it, preferably with ourselves in it. If we hear a beautiful piece of music, we wish we could somehow live inside it. And though in the end, we can never quite hold on to beauty in the way it seems to call upon us to do, that will never stop human beings from trying. In setting out to turn beautiful poetry into comics, I wanted to pay tribute to the way these poems made me feel, to spend time with them, to pull them in as close to me as possible, in the way that, as someone who draws comics, felt the most natural. Julian Peters, Montreal. We started with Maya Angelou in I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. I want to wrap up with a poem that surprised me. It's a short poem, but it's so beautifully and hauntingly illustrated, I think it will stay with me much longer for having viewed and read it. It's called Buffalo Dusk, and it's by Carl Sandburg. The buffaloes are gone, and those who saw the buffaloes are gone. Those who saw the buffaloes by thousands and how they pawed the prairie soft into dust with their hooves, pawing on in a great pageant of dusk. And those who saw the buffaloes are gone, and the buffaloes are gone. It's a beautiful illustration of that poem and two dozen others in a book that I am so glad I found, and I hope you will enjoy it too. Julian Peters, Poems to See By, a comic artist, interprets great poetry. It's available at all of our fine local public libraries and bookstores. Certainly, the West Lafayette Public Library. Thank you for listening, and happy National Poetry Month.